Aaron, welcome to Wembley. Assess today's FA Cup final for us.
Fantastic day out for Wigan, where they can win everything. They've got nothing to lose. Result here today, who knows, might just keep them up as well.
How difficult will it be? I mean, I know that Red Hot favourites have failed to win here before. This competition is littered with illustrations of people who've been Red Hot favourites but then failed to win. How are Wigan going to win if the Latics are going to beat City? How is it going to happen?
Well, I think the main thing is for them to make sure they don't concede too early. Manchester City get on top too early, I think they're going to struggle. So if they keep a clean sheet and keep the possession like they can, you know, one goal all of a sudden changes the game, and all of a sudden Manchester City might feel the pressure, because obviously the manager has been rumoured to go. They are the big odd favourites, so who knows?
Loads of speculation, strangely, about both managers of Manchester City and Wigan Athletic. Is that unusual, or is that just what we expect now in modern day media?
Well, you would say for Roberto it's not unusual, because he's taken Wigan to an FA Cup final, which is unheard of in their history. For Mancini it's obviously a little bit different, because when you're at Manchester City nowadays, even a FA Cup final isn't good enough. The second in the league, FA Cup final, not that bad, but there's so much asking from managers nowadays at the top clubs, where there's a lot of money invested. So I think every manager at that position is going to be under pressure.
There's no possibility that either of the two managers are going to literally take their eye off the ball, though, and think about the future. This is what matters most to both of them now, what's about to unfold here, isn't it?
I think this cup is regarded in Europe, I know in Holland, but I know from other people, but as the biggest cup in Europe, really. Besides the Champions League, this is the cup you want to play at. You want to play at Wembley. And I can name numerous Dutch players that love to play in a FA Cup final, and I'm sure that goes for managers as well.
And from a Wigan Athletic perspective, of course, you could argue they've got an even bigger game on Tuesday at Arsenal.
Yeah, but I think for now, just focus on this one. Take it one game at a time, because you look too far ahead, take your eye off the ball, as they say, and, you know, they'll be up for this one, I'm sure. The fans will be here and just relish it.
And just finally, what are you up to nowadays?
I'm from a footballer turned policeman.
You're a policeman?
I'm a police detective, yes.
A police detective? Where, in Holland?
In Holland, yeah, for the Dutch police. And been a very big change, but it's been very entertaining.
Do they send you to, in disguise, to football matches? How does that work? Are you involved at all in football in any way?
No, I don't go in disguise. I go as a fan to football matches. I did decline mentioning it to some of the Man City fans outside. But I'm here as a fan, a football lover, not as a policeman.
How did that come about, if you don't mind me asking? Have you always had an interest in the police force?
Yes, I did. Well, no, yes. You know, as a kid, everybody thinks it's cool, but then when you come to play football, you never think of it ever. But a good friend of mine has been in the force for quite a while, and I heard his stories, and I wanted something different, and I saw